Register now via CFRC.ca. The CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
The next chapter in one of Canada's longest sports rivalries will be written on Saturday, September 13th. The Queens Gaels travel to Toronto to reconnect with their old four foes. It's a clash 5 decades in the making, as the last Varsity Blues victory came on October 12, 1975. Can Queens continue their golden rule over the Varsity Blues, or will Toronto shock the world once more with another stunning underdog victory? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 3:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show, ahead of the scheduled 4 p.m. kickoff.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospec 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 693, and it is our second episode this year of Psychedelic September, the month in which we dive the deepest into the Retrospec collection, proto-psych, psych, crazy psych, wild psych, global psych, all sorts of psych. We've got some goodies for you in this episode, starting it off with a particularly lengthy track. This is The Fever Tree. Thank you.
Mexico.
Your
What a way to get this episode of Psychedelic September underway. The Fever Tree, a group that originated in Houston in 1966 as a folk rock group called the Bostwick Vines. Debut album, self-titled in 1968, actually charted quite a long way down though, on the Billboard 200 chart. Various singles from 67 through to 1971. And the B-side of their final 1971 45 was Hey Joe, Where You Gonna Go? But that was a 3 minute 21 second version. We had the full 13 minutes or so from the Fever Tree, taken from their fifth and final album called For Sale. Not considered a highlight of their career, but who can resist 13 minutes of Hey Joe? Titled here, Hey Joe, Where You Gonna Go? This podcast is a labor of love. And if you dig the result, you're welcome to shout me a coffee or a beer. It's really easy. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey. Cheers. Let's get back into the music. Well, we have all sorts of psych in this episode. A bunch out of the US, tracks out of the UK, Italy, Colombia, Brazil, and Japan coming up before the end of this episode. But for now, the only record who had been known as There After Me. Bit of a story there. The band is from Lewiston, Maine, and they are called White Fluff. Just one record released on EAB in September 1969. There's a bit of history to this. Back in 2013, on an online forum on the website of WFMU, great radio station in Jersey that I was privileged to visit earlier this year, somebody had found an old cassette tape recorded off WFMU back in the early 80s. It had an unknown song that had been titled There After Me, and somebody had suggested it was by John Spencer Blues Explosion, but no, it wasn't. Sometime later, somebody actually successfully identified this song as being called Vegetable Binge by the band White Fluff. So it was a 45 on EAB, released in 1969, as I said. Vegetable Binge was the A side. The B side was called Stoned Lonely. This is White Fluff.
Tree for the Houston Post.
Now sounds grooving. Now sounds grooving. Your host will be the Houston Post at the Now Sounds Grooving.
Hi, this is Scott Holtzman. Hear the Big Three sound of Houston in the Houston Post Now Sounds Groovin' Concert this Saturday and Sunday at the Houston Music Theater in Sharpstown. Six big groups at every show, emceed by Larry Kane. Headline Saturday 3:30 by the Fever Tree. Sunday 3:30, New Ford and the Fanatics. Sunday 7:30, the Coastliners. Plus the Sixpence, Thursday's Children, Moving Sidewalks, Countdown 5, Dimensions, Glass Cans, A440, and the Playboys of Edinburgh. See the Houston Post daily for details.
Now sounds grooving.
Retrospect.
Say that.
I have the feeling that sex bothers males a lot more than females. You're quite mistaken.
Why?
This is not a male zebra. Well, maybe with zebras, the female is the more perturbed by sex. It is not a female zebra. What can it be? It is neuter. Then it's a meaningless zebra. On the contrary, it explains quite a bit.
What does it explain?
It explains why the zebra is bothered by sex.
A set for you. Great psych here on Retrospect as part of Psychedelic September. White Fluff topped the set, the track called Vegetable Binge. Then we had another from the Fever Tree, actually a radio spot from the Fever Tree who opened this episode, the Now Sounds radio spot from the Fever Tree. Then to the UK for an English psychedelic pop band called Rainbow Folly. If you look them up, Folly with two F's. Formed by brothers John and Richard Dunsterville, They formed a band called The Force Four, added new members, became The Rainbow Folly, released a record that became the record of the week on BBC's Saturday Club program. Just one LP called Sally's Fourth, fourth with two Fs, released in May 1968. Quite a collectible album, that one. So Rainbow Folly, we had the track, just one of a number of covers in this episode, Rainbow Folly doing Sunshine of Your Love. Followed that up with a little bit of Ken Nordine, spoken word artiste Ken Nordine, with a track called Zebra, then a band called Circus 2000. A little taste of Global Psych, more of that later in the episode. Circus 2000, Italian prog band, active through mainly the 70s, but they began in 1969, came out of Turin. Self-titled debut LP in 1970, very much influenced by late 60s psychedelia out of the States, actually considered as Italy's version of Jefferson Airplane. Circus 2000, a track called The Lord, He Has No Hands.
Hi everyone, this is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
We're heading back to the States for this set, and I'm starting it off with a band called The Zoo out of Ohio, together 64 to 69, originally as the Bo Denturis, who released a 45 in August 66. Then they released a track as the Yellow Pages in 67, had to change their name to The Zoo because there was another Yellow Pages in existence. This one, off a 45 released on Parkway in 1967, it's a really interesting track. It's titled She Said, She Said, Good Day Sunshine. It's a very rare example of a cover of two songs in one. This is The Zoo. Psychedelic September on Retrospect.
Jefferson Airplane.
I can't wear white Levi's. You are probably human. You have all the luck.
Thank you.
And that is Psych Out of the States on this Psychedelic September episode of Retrospect. She said, Good Day Sunshine. Really interesting cover of two Beatles tracks from The Zoo. Followed that up with the Jefferson Airplane cover of White Rabbit from a band called Almanac. Almanac with a K. They're in Michigan. Just one release. A 45 on a label called Baron. White Rabbit, the B-side of their Hello 45. Which appears on Michigan Meltdown Volume 1, Post-Garage Pandemonium and Pre-Punk Fuzz Freaks from the Mitten States Millikan Era. Whew, what a title. Almanac with White Rabbit. Followed that up with a radio spot from Jefferson Airplane and then another Jefferson Airplane cover. She Has Funny Cars off the brilliant Surrealistic Pillow LP, as done by a band called Second Coming, who were a band that among its members included Dickie Betts and bassist Barry Oakley, names you may know from the Allman Brothers. The Second Coming, they performed often around Jacksonville, Florida, and did a pretty great cover there of She Has Funny Cars. Retrospect is a labor of love, and if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work with a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's MrPhilGrey. Cheers. Let's get back into it.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at a little bit of global psychedelia. And we're starting this week with Los Flippers out of Bogota, Colombia, who began as a student group called the Thunderbirds in 1964. They had two LPs. The first, Los Flippers Discotheque. The second, called Psychedelicas. This one is from that second LP. It is, in fact, the opening track of that LP. This is Los Flippers with Sargento Flippers.
I know more about grass than any human being, I think, anywhere in the world.
Richard.
Esta é a história de Batman no espaço sideral.
Thank you.
Batman falando. Batman falando. Mensagem recebida. Dentro de um minuto aí estarei. Just a moment.
Well, that is Latino Psych. Starting off with Los Flippers out of Colombia, Sargento Flippers. Cool. Then from Brazil, this one's an unusual selection. The guy's name is Célio Bologna. He began his musical career in the 60s, playing with some of the biggest names in Brazilian music. He released several solo albums, exploring a range of styles from jazz to bossa nova to Brazilian popular music. Also various soundtracks for both films and TV shows. But this one stands out. We had the A side of a 45 titled Tema de Batman. The B side was Tema de Onibus. But the Batman track, very cool, appears on the Brazilian guitar fuzz Bananas, Tropicália Psychedelic Masterpieces, 1967 to 1976. Tema de Batman from Célio Bologna. Bringing us to the end of this episode. If you loved it, go back, find the Psychedelic September episode 1 from last week. Why not go back 52 episodes or so on your favorite podcasting platform? Find all of last year's Psychedelic September episodes too. Share them around. The more you share these episodes via your socials, the more people get exposed to this great world of relatively undiscovered garage rock, garage punk, freakbeat, and psychedelia. Remember, you can drop me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, also on goodpods.com, and you can contact me via the Retrospect Facebook and Insta. Just search anywhere for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk. Wrapping it this week with an instrumental, and yet again, I'm featuring a track from Jimmy Takauchi, Japanese drummer. We've talked about him a bit over the last couple of episodes. This is off his Drumming Beat Pops LP of 1970, and it's another psychedelic cover. Jimmy Takauchi with White Room, wrapping Retrospect's Psychedelic September, Episode 2. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back. connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
And some of the parents took their children home before the show was over because it was, as some people say, unbelievable.
Is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. We are open for submissions of creative and academic writing for our upcoming themed volume, Abundance. All subjects and styles are welcome, so long as they align with our theme, and we welcome creative and wide interpretation of that theme. Submissions should be short, sweet, and, as always, brilliant. To learn more, to read our past volumes, and to submit, head to our Instagram at QUQuilt. We can't wait to read your work. Love, Quilt.
Hey Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd numbered houses water on odd days, even numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.